Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Quick thinking averted a tragedy. On Saturday morning, the Faribault Fire Department, Police Department, and North Memorial Ambulance responded to a house fire at 301 Sunshine Lane. The backside exterior of the home was fully engulfed when crews arrived. A paid-on-call Faribault firefighter lives nearby, heard the call, and ran over to alert the lone occupant. They were able to exit unharmed. Firefighters made a quick knockdown of the fire on the exterior of the home, then performed an interior offensive attack of the fire in the attic. Fire Chief Dustin Dienst said the fire appears to have started on the exterior of the home, extended up into the attic through the soffit. The home suffered extensive smoke, fire, and water damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. He commented, "The quick thinking of the paid-on-call firefighter kept this incident from possibly being a bigger tragedy." The Rice County Assessor's Office is holding open book meetings today at the Northfield City Hall from now until 2 p.m. and at the Faribault Government Services Building from 4 to 6 p.m. These meetings allow property owners to discuss their concerns with the assessor about their classification or estimated market value. You have a right to appeal. Assessor Paul Knutson commented that he's talked with a number of Northfield downtown business owners who've been upset with their taxes. He explained that the 2018 taxes are based on 2017 values, and there was a spike in what buildings sold for, and he's obligated to be within 90 to 105% of those numbers. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week. This year's focus is, are you ready? There will be a statewide tornado drill on Thursday. Outdoor warning sirens and NOAA weather radios will sound in a simulated tornado warning. Schools, businesses, hospitals, and other organizations are encouraged to practice emergency plans during the drill, which will be at 1:45 p.m. and again at 6:55 p.m. Everyone's encouraged to create a plan, build an emergency kit, and practice drills. Find more life-saving information at healthawareness.dps.mn.gov. This site contains information on alerts and warnings on every kind of weather event, along with instructions on how to make a survival kit, develop a plan to shelter or escape, and avoid surprises by staying informed. I have all this information on KYMNradio.net. Chief Nelson was in this morning and talked about Everbridge.
Go to the Northfield City website, go to the police page, and we have a link to Everbridge there. Please sign up for Everbridge. It's our notification system that you can specifically pick which type of alerts you want to get.
Be sure to sign up for what you want. You can also choose how you receive them. And the Defeat of Jesse James Day's Ambassadors will be hosting its 7th annual Princess for a Day and Tea fundraiser. The event is for young girls ages 4 to 10 that would like to be pampered and have fun with the royal ambassadors and friends on Saturday, April 28th. The fun afternoon allows girls to spend time playing princess games, making crafts, visiting the royal hair salon in preparation for a royal tea with their family. Attendees will receive a tiara, sash, snacks, and many prizes. Proceeds benefit the DJJD Ambassador Scholarship Program. Complete information is on KYMNradio.net. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.